I'm Gilbert and I'm an alcoholic. You know, when I was hearing him say Gilbert from Morro Bay, I was like, what the heck? You know, who would have thought, right? My sobriety date is 2008 of July 10th. And welcome to the newcomers. You know what I mean? Because you guys are definitely the most important people here in this meeting. Yeah, you know, using and drinking for me, man, I loved it from the get. And, you know, I come from straight street neighborhoods. You know, I come from Bakersfield. Grew up in a neighborhood over there. And I find out once I got here to AA how I was misinformed by misinformed people all my life. You know, but I was attracted to the streets. You know, I mean, I just loved it. I loved what it was about. I loved representing what I used to represent. And I loved drinking and using. And it was all introduced to me by my dad at a young age. I mean, since I was a kid, you know, and I like getting locked up. I like fighting. I mean, everything that people don't really normally like, right? Like, you don't hear people saying they like to go to jail or prison or, and I liked it. You know, I did. I mean, you know, I liked going for a long time. And it was okay because I just thought that's what life was all about. I didn't do things like go to the beach and live at the beach and do the things that my God has allowed me to do in my recovery. You know, I push people out of my lives. People don't want me around. I get restraining orders put against me. You know, and that's how I do it, you know, and I've been married twice, you know, marriages that I should have probably never been in. And I like to talk about, since I only have a short time, is what AA has given me, though, because I could give you the whole drama story. I just let you know, I do come from the streets, you know, like I said, and I got four DUIs. All my DUIs end in police chases. You know, I don't pull over when I see those lights. I get this obsession that I could get away, you know, and sometimes I did, you know, and sometimes I did. But, yeah, you know, so I have the DUIs, I have the, you know, and it was good for a long time partying. I'm that alcoholic that, you know, when the party's out of beer and everything's done and, I'm going around pouring all the empties in my pitcher, you know, and take the cigarette butts out and I'm good to go. You know what I mean? I mean, I just, whatever it takes to get that, you know, and, you know, you know, I'm just a taker when I'm using and drinking. You know what I mean? I squat houses. I rent the rooms out. You know, I had a duplex I was renting at, you know, and I would come and collect the rent on the first. And then I had a house I lived in. I was renting the two rooms out of that house. And none of this stuff belonged to me. You know, I've been squatting it and it took a while for them to get me out of those places. You know, and those are the things that I learned. I learned how to have burn phones. I learned how to, you know, everything I had, I never paid for it, you know. And that was the story of my life for a long time. But, you know, when I got here in 2008, you know, I had to be just, you know, I didn't think there was really any hope for me when I got here. I didn't know what was going to happen to me when I got here to Alcoholics Anonymous. My daughter in 2006, when I was in prison, she wrote me a letter telling me that I was dead to her and that, you know, she didn't want nothing to do with me no more. And she wanted me to leave her and her siblings alone. And, you know, so I didn't care anymore. And, but in 2008, coming to the rooms, I met these people. I got sober in Whittier and then my home group was in Montebello and East LA. And I started meeting people that came from areas like me and streets like me and they were sober with some good time, you know, and they took me under their wings and they started to teach me how to talk, how to act, you know, and how to become a son to my mom again and a brother to my sister who had restraining orders against me and, you know, and how to be a dad, you know, and that's what this program has taught me, you know, how to be a dad, how to, I've been able to get things in life that, I mean, I would have never thought. If you would have told me when I got sober in 2008 that I was going to be living in Morro Bay, you know, working out here and, you know, redeeming my name again in the trade that that I learned when I was 18. You know, I got into the sheet metal trade, and I'm back in the union, and I'm just like, life is just coming in so many different ways for me, you know, and I get to live, you know, I feel actually like I'm being normal, you know, but you guys have taught me this. Alcoholics Anonymous taught me this, taught me how to talk, how to act. You know, some of the things that have been going on in my life in recovery, you know, is some of the wreckage of my past caught up with me back in like December. I found out that I have a daughter who's 23 years old, and she was looking for me and or looking for her dad, finds out that I'm the dad. And I'm going to get to meet her in July. We talk on Zoom, and I would have never been able to do this if you would have came at me looking for me in the streets or whatever. I mean, I would have ran, and or I would have had somebody else take the DNA test for me, you know, because that's just what I would do, right? You know, I cheat at everything I do. You know, I cheat all the way through school. You know, if they gave me a test, I'd write the answers over here, or instead of just studying for the test like everybody else would. You know, that's just the way my mind would work, you know. But, you know, I get to do things in Alcoholics Anonymous. I got to this daughter who told me I was dead to her. You know, I have a crazy, great relationship with her today. You know, she asked me when she got married about 3 years ago, if I would get ordained and do the ceremony for her. And I got to marry my daughter in Santa Barbara Beach. Like, guys like me don't do shit like that. I know how to divorce women. I've divorced two women in my life, you know, but to marry and do the ceremony was just like unbelievable, you know, that I got asked to do this for my daughter, you know. And then a year later, my son asked me to do the same thing for him. You know, and I got to do that because of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, you guys taught me to do that. I started doing men's retreats. You know, I get these things because I participate in my recovery, you know, and to the newcomer, you know, I'm just saying that working the steps is where it's at, you know, because that's what I had to do and that's what I got to do. And the men took the time to show me this, and I do the men's retreats. I do two to three. Definitely two men's retreats every year, but sometimes it seems like I've been doing three, you know, and that's what helps me in my recovery also, you know, and I love Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. I've been able to make amends, you know, where I thought I would never be able to make amends, you know, like to my ex-wife, my first wife. She couldn't stand me to be in the same room with her, and today we celebrate holidays with her, and you know, we do things that are we're civil with each other, and you know, and we get to participate with our grandkids and everything. You know, today I have 13 grandkids, and I have a great grandbaby, you know, and all of this, you know, is because of Alcoholics Anonymous. It really is. You know, I can't say how much has changed me, because if you guys would have seen me in 2008, I mean, I was just full of hate. You know, I was full of hate, and I'm not this person that's here today, you know, to be able to talk and share my experience, strength, and hope. I mean, Alcoholics Anonymous is what's taught me how to do this, you know. My whole language was different. I talked a lot of slang. I mean, everybody was a fool. And the word love, you know, I hated that word love that I tattooed, you know, fuck your love on my chest, you know. I just hated that word. And today I do love people, and today I get to love people, and I love some people still from across the street, you know. I mean, I'm not perfect, you know. And yeah, so you know what, I that's enough out of me, but I just say to the newcomer, you know, find that sponsor. Find that person that can walk you through the steps, because that's where it's at. You know, I get to sponsor people today. I just walk somebody through the steps, and it's a great thing to do, you know, and pass this on. So anyways, thank you for letting me participate.